Hackett Public Radio, Brockton Bob here. Today's podcast is the audio from a video I made about my setup for how I cut the cable cord. This video was uploaded to YouTube, and I'll put the link to it in the show notes. This video shows my over-the-air antenna, its hookup, and the set-top boxes I use. I also explain the PlayOn software and how to use it. So please take a look at the video. I think it will help with your setup. Hello, Hackett Public Radio, YouTube, my friends, Ron, Donald, Bill, and Steve. This is my video on how I cut the cable cord. I'm going to show you from start to end on how I did it. This saved me over $100 a month, and right now, having this for over 3 months, I paid for everything I bought. So let's start with the beginning. Beginning is my bow tie antenna. If you see my bow tie antenna, I have it on a bracket so I can move it around and get a better signal. And there we have RCA signal amplifier, and this is hooked to my TV. Now, on hooked to the TV, I have the Netgear EVA 2000, and let's see if you can see it over here. The Roku box. With these two boxes, I can watch just about anything. Now with the Netgear box, it's hooked to a computer running Windows XP. That's the only Windows computer I have in this house. The reason I have that is because I'm running PlayOn software. PlayOn software is created by MediaMall Software Company. So let's see how this runs. I have it set on TV right now. Get my remote. And as you can see, this is the antenna. Crystal clear. I can switch channels. And let's see. This is high def, crystal clear over the air. Okay, now I'm going to switch to my boxes. I'm going to go to my PlayOn box. Okay. This is my PlayOn box. Grab my remote. Okay. And now I'm on my PlayOn software box. This is server software running on the Windows XP machine. I'm going to hit my collection, go to my network, and there you see PlayOn on my compact computer. Now with PlayOn, tons of plugins. Plugins galore. Hulu, Netflix, HBO Go, Amazon, VOD, NBC, Comedy Central, TV.com. Let's go to TV.com. It takes a little while for this to load, but you can wait a few seconds. It doesn't hurt anything. Okay, we'll see all shows. Let's see. A quick look at all the TV shows you have. Let's go back up. Let's see. We'll pick something. I like CSI New York. Like I say, it takes a few seconds to load because it's running on the network. Pick an episode. So these boxes are both wired to my router. And this is running off my Windows XP machine. We're in a commercial right now. Okay, so we get out of this. And what I'm going to do is, so this is my Netgear EVA 2000. Okay, running Play On software off of my Windows XP machine. It's the only Windows machine I have. I usually use Linux. And like I say, all the plugins you can get. Tons of stuff. Tons of stuff. Movies. Go to a movie. This is Crackle. The Last Dragon. Anything with Crackle is commercials. But other than that, it's pretty good. Like I say, it takes a few seconds to load because it is running on a server. Another commercial. But you see the quality. I have the sound turned down on the TV so you can hear me instead of the TV. Okay, it's getting ready to load. There you go. The movie starting. This is on the Netgear box. Hardwired to my router. This is on my Windows XP, my one Windows XP machine, running Play On software from Media Mall software. Media Mall software, I paid $39 for the lifetime subscription and key. The EVA 2000 I got for $49, and the Roku box I got for $69. In the 3 months I've had this hookup, I paid for everything. The cost of cable would have been over $300 for 3 months. So there you see the movie. I'm going to get out of this. My assistant's walking around here. Okay, so now I'm going to go to I'm going to go to my Roku box. Okay, there you go. Grab my remote. I have Roku plugged into the network, and there you go. Let's see if I can get a better shot here. We're going to go to Hulu Plus. I have Hulu Plus and Netflix for a total of $15.98 a month. That's what my cost is. $15.98 a month. I have already paid for everything. It's loading an episode of Grimm. I'm going to turn up the volume just a little. Look at the picture quality.
To you with limited commercial interruption by Sarah Lee Brand. So good it's gone.
Guys, come on.
I mean, you have to put up with commercials, but this commercial is on cable, you know, so. You see the picture quality. I'm recording this in 720p.
Sarah Lee 100% whole wheat bread with 13 grams of
sound is beautiful. The picture is beautiful.
And delicious taste. In every last bite. Sarah Lee, so good, it's gone.
And there you have an episode of Grimm. So I could switch back and forth. All I need is my remotes. If I don't want this, I can go back to home on my Roku box. I can go to Netflix, pick something there. Netflix is loading. This is one of my wife's favorite television programs. It's a British show called Cash in the Attic. She loves this program. We'll resume playing an episode of this. This is hooked to my network router, also hardwired. The Roku box comes with wireless. It'll do up to wireless N, but I like hardwire.
The whole lot on a night in a posh hotel.
Oh, wow.
I think they've collected quite a lot of wonderful bits and pieces, actually. They've had a quick look around the house.
One of my wife's favorite programs.
I think they're really going to...
Get rid of that. And with the Roku box, you got the channel store. You can pick all kinds of programs. Netflix, Hulu, Crackle, Pandora. And this is how you pick. You go to the channel store and you pick. Most of them, there's a lot of paid and there's a ton of free. So, and there's even adult channel right here. Free. And then you can with this, you can connect to your Play-On software also. There's a plug-in for that. Finding a network. Look at this. What's new? You can play Hulu, Netflix, HBO, Amazon, all of this through the Roku box too. But I like to go back and I want to show you one thing about the Netgear EVA 2000, and that is, I'm going to switch back to that. Go back into that. Okay, so we're back into the EVA 2000. Netgear. When I hit my collections, I have a USB hard drive attached. And on this USB hard drive, I have over 300 gigs of movies, television shows, musicals, everything. So I'm going to go into that and show you. I picked up the hard drive for $55 at Best Buy on clearance. I put everything into folders. I'm going to go to television. You see my shows, Dirty Jobs, Castle, Movies, Dune, From Paris with Love. And then I like to create folders for the months. So we're going to try to find a folder here with something in, that I just put on. Let's see. So like I say, everything's hardwired to the router. I have one Windows machine that's connected to the network running Play-On software from Media Mall. This is great. Now I click on my April folder. And there's some stuff I put in here. CSI New York. Movie called Haywire. That's a great movie. The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. The Mentalist. We'll try something. Hit it. And there you go. Get a better shot of it.
Around the corner,
so
we thought the whole alley was on fire.
What were you doing?
Delivering pizzas. I like to use this alley as a shortcut.
And did you see anybody when you were out?
This is my copy of The Mentalist.
You know, the guy in the car. And I didn't even see him at first with my smoke.
Is he still alive?
I don't think so, no. I mean, how could he be?
The captions.
Inside the burning car.
Beautiful, beautiful copy. Beautiful copy. So we're going to go back.
Poor best.
Get out of this. Go back to my TV. So that's how I did it. I saved myself over $100 a month. I figure right now $125 a month in savings. My total cost for Netflix and Hulu Plus is $15.98 a month. My regular internet service that I've always had is only $19.99 a month. So I've saved over $100 a month. My hardware that I bought for this hookup is already paid for in 3 months. So I hope this was helpful.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons, Attribution, Share Alike, 3.0 license.